The question was asked in Halakha, in the laws of Shabbat, specifically the laws of Mukseh. It is clear that shells of nuts, shells that are not edible, not for human consumption or animals, for example, the shell of a pistachio. The shell of a pistachio is mukseh. Now that means, of course, a person can't eat pistachios on Shabbat because the actual fruit is inside. The nut is inside. The question is, after he cracks it open, now he has these shells in his hand. Well, that's also okay because there'd be no other way for him to eat it. The point is, once he has them in his hand, he's able to hold them in his hand until he places them down where he wants. For example, if let's say he wants to go into the kitchen and throw them in the garbage, we don't say that he has to drop them immediately. Since he has them in his hand and they came into his hand permissibly, so he has the right to go and deposit them where he wants. However, he's not allowed to transfer them from one hand to another, because that would be considered tiltul hadash. That would be considered a new carrying. And that's what the Ben Ish Chai in the Kaparim says. So therefore, if a person, let's say, had his shells in the right hand, then he was not thinking, unwittingly, he just puts them into his left hand, so that would be asur. He has to just keep them in his mind, keep in his mind that he cannot transfer, or for that matter, give them to somebody else, obviously, to throw away. For example, somebody else is going into the kitchen to throw, so you know what, throw these shells of the pistachio out. Not allowed to do that, because it's a new tiltul, it's a new carrying. The last question would be, which is not so well known, while it is permissible to eat olives on Shabbat, that's no chiddush, but we have a big dilemma when one eats the olive and now he just has the pit in his mouth. An olive pit is mukseh. So for him to take the pit out of his mouth with his hands would be asur, because that's considered a new tiltul. The fact that he put it in his mouth, that was okay, because it had olive on it. The olive is not mukseh. And once it's in his mouth, like we said, if he wants to keep it in his mouth for as long as he wants, no problem. But once you want to take it out, that's considered a new tiltul, and you have a problem. That's why the Gemara says, when Hakamim used to eat olives on Shabbat, they would do one of two things. Either they would leave some olive on the pit, and then they'd be able to take it out with their hand, because it's still considered ochel. Or in a case where they would eat the whole entire olive, then you have no choice but to spit it out into the plate. I'm not saying that that's the most etiquette of halakhot, but that is the law nonetheless, that when one is eating an olive and there's nothing left on the pit, he cannot take it out of his mouth directly. He must spit it into the plate. That's in front of him, and that's halakha lemaaseh.